Hiya, mate.
Hiya, mate.
How you doing?
This is different, isn't it?
It's like proper sneaky, isn't it? So, do you want to tell everybody what's going on?
Right, Andrew has made a rookie error.
A boo-boo?
Yeah, we sneaked out and we're recording our own podcast.
Hang on, what? I'm on the podcast group, George. And he's put a notice out. No podcast this week, but why? Option A, Jordan said something libelous. Well, you do that every week, don't you?
Yeah.
Something I said that was libelous, apparently. Kevin's joke will get the podcast cancelled. Now, no, your jokes are the worst, mate.
Well, I just get mine out of Christmas crackers.
Yeah, 50% of Christmas crackers and 50% of your niece.
Yeah.
So, and option D, he's put the recording was corrupted. What were you going for, mate?
I don't think any of it's true. I think he's done his own little version of
the men's
flying
facts. We got to work out which one is the flight. Right, I'm going for none of them. They're all lies.
Yeah, I did the other week.
Yeah, I reckon I just reckon he just forgot to press record. Andrew, we're calling you.
We're calling you out.
Yeah. So what are you up to, mate, this evening?
I'm just chilling.
You been watching your soap operas?
No, I haven't, because they have this new genius thing where you can watch them in the morning or whenever it's convenient for you, really.
Yeah.
So I just watch them in the morning because I don't have time in the evening so much, because I'm always doing something else.
Right, like a casual thing. So hang on. We need to know what else are you doing then when you're not watching soaps, mate?
Well, it's kind of... most of it's related to this, to be honest.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, I kind of if I can think of anything, I try and free my evenings up and create more magic for this.
That's very true. If anybody's listening, I take the mickey out of him, but he constantly bombarded the WhatsApp group with me and Andrew, aren't you, with ideas all the time. So and we've always got cutting plans, haven't we? And Bossman doesn't always agree. He's like Mr. Trunchbull of you know. what's Trunchbull? What was she from?
Matilda.
Yeah.
And we're like, but it's two completely different characters mixed up, because we're like them two old blokes off the Muppets.
Yeah. Waldorf and Statler. Yes.
Is that what they're called?
Yes, Waldorf and Statler.
Yeah, that's us.
What are you having for your supper?
I'm having oops.
Are you having oops? Mate, I've been eating everything, honestly. You know, I'm give up smoking, as you know.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to donuts. And I've currently started on Battenberg.
I love cake, mate.
Yeah, Battenberg cake, mate, with a cup of tea.
Right, there's a debate. Let's go.
What?
What's your favourite cake?
Oh, do you know, I love them all at the moment. Donuts, jammy donuts. Are they cakes? That's another topic.
No, they're donuts.
Are they? But they're not classed as biscuits or cake. What about, what was it I just said before I'd eaten? What did I call it? The pink stuff. Battenberg, yeah.
Battenberg.
Yeah, well, Battenberg, that's a cake, isn't it? I love Battenberg.
I always think that's like shaped like some kind of castle.
Castle, Battenberg.
Might have built a castle out of it or something.
Mate, when you make your millions and you build yourself a castle, call it Battenberg Castle.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, mate, be good sweet to you. Is there anything you need to tell anybody before we go?
No.
No?
No, I don't think so.
You're not going to flush the toilet on me, are you?
No, because I'm in my bedroom.
Oh, we should have had that ready.
Oh.
You missed the trick.
I did.
All right. Well, mate, all the best. Well, next recording we do, we have to talk about what was missing off the last podcast that got lost. The lost tapes.
Yes, the lost tapes.
That sounds ominous, doesn't it?
It sounds like one of those murder mystery documentaries.
Who killed Jordan?
Yeah.
I reckon it'll be Tom.
He's finally had enough of his stalker.
Are we allowed to talk about that? Are you got stuff to tell us about that? You're allowed to tell us now.
No, I ain't got anything to tell you.
I thought you had a bit of an update. Are you going to save it for the next podcast?
That.
Yes, that.
I didn't know if we could talk about that.
Well, we're on a dodgy, sneaky podcast here. Talk about anything you want.
Why not?
Go on.
Well, me and you have a mutual friend.
Yes.
Called Aaron Ferguson.
Oh, yeah. Aaron, top bloke.
Yeah, and upstairs. In my bedroom on my computer doing my stuff for the podcast as usual. I get a message and it said that he'd contacted someone and they were gonna get in touch with Tom for me.
Yeah. Just remind everybody who Tom is, mate.
He's a social media influencer from Hyde.
What's his last name? Tom something. He's got a, what's his stage name? What was it?
He has a stage name called, he has a moniker called Syndicate.
That's it, Tom Syndicate. I forgot. Yeah. So that's the next interview that we're definitely going to be nailing down really soon, aren't we? With the help of Aaron and
we're in the process of doing it, aren't we?
Yeah, it's getting there, mate. I'm looking forward to that one. Are we going to do that in the studio thing, or is it going to be a sneaky recording like this?
I would hope it was going to be in the studio. And do you know, because I've worked myself up to this interview and I really want to do it.
Yeah.
I'd really like it to be where he's like in the room. They wouldn't work, but I don't think I'd get that much out of it if it was on phone.
No, it'd be nice. It'd be nice if we could actually sit down with him, isn't it? Yeah. Hey, listen, mate. Anyway, listen, before we go, can I just show you something?
What?
I've got some jingles.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Go on.
What do you think of that one? You like that?
Yeah.
Right. Should we have a joke off before we go? Have you got a joke? I know I dropped that on you because I didn't prepare you, did I? But go on, have a think about a joke.
Cut this out? Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just getting my book, you see.
Oh, okay, you get your book.
I've got my joke book.
I'm not going to cut this out, you know. I'm just going to let it play. Go on. You get your joke book. Is it your niece's joke book? Jokes for 6-year-olds.
Come right, on. I'll go.
Go on, then.
Doctor, I'm so sorry I'm late. I sprayed my ankle on the way here.
Yeah.
That's a lame excuse.
I've got applause.
Oh, and the crowd going wild.
Do you want to hear mine?
Yeah.
I've just been diagnosed as colourblind, you know. It's completely come out of the purple. Shall we give ourselves both a point?
Yeah.
Right. See you later, mate.
See you, mate.
Night, mate.